Monster Man, bonus episode, painfully commercial hype.
Hello and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm talking about the monsters that I find in them. Their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games.
Today's episode is, well, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know that it's really an episode at all. This is an ad, or a promotional episode. I have often said that Monster Man will always remain ad-free, but this is an ad for my own product, so I guess I'll do what I like. Seriously, though, if you're not interested in the Meconium Mine Murders, or you've already bought the Meconium Mine Murders and you already know what I'm talking about, please feel free to skip this one. It's just here in case you've heard me mention the Meconium Mine Murders and you're not sure what I'm talking about. So, let me tell you a little bit about my zine, the Meconium Mine Murders, which is currently, until March 17th, raising money on Itch. So, last year I participated in Zine Quest, Zine Quest 3, I think that was. It was a big Kickstarter event in February where we all kickstarted role-playing game zines, and I did the pamphlet off Pantheons, my system-neutral resource that lets you create religions and deities for fantasy role-playing games, and it got a pretty good response, and I had a really good time. I printed it and sent it to people, and people seemed to have liked it. When Zine Quest this year rolled around, or, well, it didn't roll around. It was originally meant to be in February, but that didn't happen, so people just went ahead and did a thing called Zine Month anyway. I had already been planning to adapt a scenario that I ran years ago in my old D&D game, the Meconium Mine Murders, or the Meconium Mine Murders. I always say mine murders, which is weird. It sounds like they're murdering mines, but that's not right. I decided to stat it for Old School Essentials, which is the older version of D&D that I'm really attached to. First, because I think it's a pretty simple system to run. Secondly, because it has like a fan base. There are people out there who play it. And thirdly, also because it's so simple that I think it makes it easier to adapt to your favorite fantasy system. My D&D game was a little lighter on the kind of combat set pieces and had a more kind of like capery, heisty, mystery-y kind of vibe to it, which I think is actually a pretty productive way to think about classic D&D. Well, we were playing third, not exactly classic, but you know, or third and a half. And I wanted to write a scenario that encouraged that. So not necessarily a mystery scenario, because a lot of published mystery scenarios have a very linear narrative structure. They're a trail of clues and they end in catching the culprit and bringing them to justice. I wanted all the thematic elements of a mystery or crime story, but without necessarily the narrative throughline. So I created the Meconium Mine Murders. As you read it, you may find that it doesn't have like a clear narrative. It's a series of locations, characters, agendas, items, monsters, rumors, whatever, that if the players explore it, they will quickly find that there are crimes that need solving, mysterious deaths that need investigating, capers that need participating in, etc., etc., and they can kind of pick and choose what they want to do. Most of my PC groups have happily decided to, like, solve the murder. I think that that's kind of, you know, you see a murder and you want to solve it. I feel like that's a pretty common place, no matter what your alignment. But there are a bunch of possible options. There's treasure to find. There are actually monsters to fight. And I tried to organize it in a way that would make that information easy to access, easy to remember, but that would still have the kind of like, I think when people read my writing, what they like is kind of the detail work. I don't know that I'm necessarily the world's greatest big ideas guy, but I think my stuff is fun to read. So I filled it full of, like, shady prize fighters and crooked bookies and labor unrest and tragic revolutionaries and, you know, bored veterans working guard sinecures and, you know, gangsters and corrupt sheriffs and all the different things that you want in a somewhere between, like, an actual crime movie and, like, Guys and Dolls. I've run it a bunch of times. We've always had fun doing it. I think that people are going to enjoy it. So if a crime caper slash murder mystery classic D&D scenario sounds interesting to you, you can go ahead and check that out. There's a link down in the show notes. If you just search for the Meconium Mine Murders, you're going to find it. I can't imagine there's anything else called that. Or you can find links to it on my Twitter or wherever. Second, let's talk about Itch funding. So Itch funding is a little bit like a Kickstarter, but there are some differences. Essentially, you go on itch.io, and you buy the book. You can buy it as a PDF, or you can buy it as a PDF and print combination. Either way, you will get the in-progress PDF right now. This is an ashcan PDF. The text is done, but maybe there's a little bit of editing that has to be done. You know, there's some, I've already found at least one typo or had it pointed out to me by a keen-eyed reader, and some of the art could use some improvement. But the scenario fundamentally is finished, and the cover's done. It's got a beautiful full-color cover by Ed Bickford. When the final PDF is finished, I'll put that in the itch download section, and if you've bought it, you'll be able to download it right from there. Also, if you have purchased the print version, you'll get a coupon that'll allow you to go to my store page and get 100% off the print version. And I'll post that to you. The only thing you'll have to do is pay for postage. It's hard to be exact, but UK postage, probably about a pound. Rest of the world postage, probably about 3 pounds. I've also established some stretch goals. So we've already gone through two of those. So we're going to get a digital prop collection. So of wanted posters and flyers for fights and recruitment ads and letters and documents, you know, clues of various kinds that you can use to kind of add a little verisimilitude to your Mangonian Mind Murders game. And also, we're going to get a bonus extra scenario. I'm going to take another one of the scenarios that I ran in that old D&D game, and I'm going to adapt it to OSE and make it available in a little like pamphlet PDF. The third stretch goal is going to be to bring my old pamphlet, the Pamphlet of Pantheons, back into print. And that'll be available both singly or in a discounted bundle together with the Mangonian Mind Murders, and that will be available to itch backers, right? You'll be able to take that coupon and apply it to either the Mangonian Mind Murders by itself or the bundle. Point is, you can read the adventure right now, and then you're going to get that plus a bunch of other bonus content. I'm estimating that I'll have the bonus stuff up in April, and print should be shipping in June. It would be earlier, but I'm going to be away for a lot of April and May, so I won't have the chance to deal with the kind of just the packing and the mailing and things like that, but I'm hoping to send the PDF to the printer before that so that I don't have to worry about it. We shall see. Okay, if you've made it to the end of this, thank you very much. The basic thing is that the Mangonian Mind Murders is a 24-page, black and white, old-school essentials scenario. It's a murder mystery sandbox. I've taken to calling it a clue box. It's got writing by me and a cover by Ed Bickford. And if you like your D&D a little bit on the kind of, or your fantasy role-playing games in general, a little bit on the slightly seedy, but maybe kind of like humorously seedy side, then I think you're going to enjoy it. There's plenty of example pages and art and things from the zine up on the itch page, so you can go and take a look at that if you want to. If you like my show, I think you might like the Mangonian Mind Murders. You should go check it out. And right now, you know, during the itch funding phase, the PDF is less than $5 American. So if you don't like it, you're not out very much. All right, that concludes our brief detour into crass commercialism. We'll be back to regular Monster Man content with our next episode. So if you have listened all the way to the end of this, thank you very much. I hope that you go check out the Mangonian Mind Murders. I hope that if you think you're going to like it, you purchase it. And I hope that if you purchase it, you enjoy it. And I will see you next time on Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great. Thank you for listening.
If you have a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, you can reach me on Twitter at GonzoHistory or by email, GonzoHistory@gmail.com. To support Monster Man, just go to patreon.com/monsterman. Thank you to Ray Otis for designing the thumbnail image. Our introductory music is Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster, used under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Thank you again for listening, and please join us next time.